Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hello.
Welcome to the Bump of the Love Sponge Show exclusive podcast. This is available, this content available nowhere in the history of the free living world, except right here in podcast land. We do this show exclusively for our podcast homies. Sophie gave you $200 to shock your puss. That would at least... We used to give girls $200 to shock their snizzes.
Well, I started having a flashback when I got shocked, man. That thing
wild
hurt.
For missing class.
Did you get paid?
I guess some commercials were going to shock...
No, you never...
No.
I mean, I know it's right.
No.
Puss, come on next. Can we shock your... Puss, Lummy doesn't have a pussy.
What?
Well, I just had a taint.
Shock your puss?
I think so.
I don't know, Anna, that you could do that and get that same reaction for a woman nowadays and not go to jail.
Yeah, pretty much.
She can't run.
Like, would they be completely nude down below? Or would they have panties?
No,
nude.
1,000% bare sniz.
Prongs to the clit.
Prongs to the clit.
Seriously, blood tank in. Prongs to the clit.
Yeah.
With the shock collar.
We're going to go ahead and shock the puss right now.
Clothespins on her nipple squeeze.
Yeah, clothespins on your nipples.
That's cool.
And the fucking electric prongs on your clit.
And now she's getting green, Georgia.
I can't tell if that's a good or bad screen.
What's that? No.
Nor can they.
Yeah, nor can anybody. Nor can anybody. Man, we were fucking off the chain back then, were we not? No wonder Sirius doesn't want to hire me. They don't realize I don't do this shit anymore.
No.
But this is what they know me as.
Shock
the puss.
Shock the crotch. Zip the lips.
Shock the crotch, zip the lips.
Gonna buzz. You can taste the taint.
Taste the taint.
And zap the snatch.
I want to give every girl that comes in the studio the zap the snatch. Let me. Tyler and his girl are rummaging around some of the old tapes trying to find some shit for TikTok and, you know, all that stuff going on.
Yeah, some good stuff back there.
First of all, I don't understand TikTok because you can literally have a chick that's dry fucking the air, that's just fucking bouncing her ass, nips fucking hanging out, yep. Camel toe just fucking kicking. And I put up girls, professional pole dancers. Dancing,
yeah, not even amateur.
Yep, the professional pole dancers.
Yeah, by trade.
In bikinis, going up and down our stripper pole, and we get banned.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck? They weren't hunching it. They weren't dry fucking it. Their clits weren't nothing. Like, this is a.
You didn't upload the video that you put on Instagram, did you?
What do you mean?
The promo video.
I think I did.
Because that'll get banned instantly.
I don't think so.
That was the last. That was
that's,
what happened last time.
That's what
time.
Got us banned last time. You can't promote OnlyFans at all on TikTok.
Yeah.
You mentioned it one time. You're done for good.
Is it on? Did it promote OnlyFans or was it just the video?
Well, either or. But the video promotes OnlyFans.
No. You said. I think you said that if there's no OnlyFans writing on it, Remember, I think it might have been cut out.
There might not be any writing, but the video itself promotes OnlyFans.
No, it doesn't. There's no OnlyFans on the video at all.
Oh, okay.
Remember, well, did you use
that same, the music does. I mean, I know it doesn't matter, but
I used the same one that was on Facebook compliant.
Okay, but TikTok, if you talk about it, mention it, think about it, anything, it's bad.
Yeah. No, I know. Like, I don't fucking get it.
I know.
Well, you got to think too. Is those they have a business deal with those 7 million followers, so they make money off of those.
What are you talking about?
The girls that like can shake their ass and they get away with it. Different rules for them.
Yeah, they're like partners with TikTok.
Yeah, they partner up.
Yeah, well, fucking partner this. I'm not worried about our TikTok as much as I want to jam up our Instagram.
Yeah.
Get the push off. And I think I got to use, and I think Instagram is a little more lenient, I think, from what I can gather. Blitz, what say you?
I don't know, to be honest.
I don't know anything about TikTok, to be honest.
Really, I don't either. Don't let home, Baba. Strap up the stripper, then you zip her. I think the song in itself's, you know, probably not even cool. Strap up the stripper, then you zip her. Hey, pussy.
Pussy. Pussy. Chop the puss.
Don't you know
you've got to chop the
pussy? Don't you know that you got a what, Lummy?
Shock the pussy. Shock the pussy. Hey, hey,
hey, hey. You want to shock the puss? You want to shock the puss?
Hell yeah. Pussy.
Hold on, Anna. Did you just say yeah? Did you just say hell yeah?
Yeah.
Some girls are sick,
Anna,
like that. Like,
Anna, you
pumping me up.
You are such a fucking paper tiger that if I just somewhat aggressively grab your arm,
I don't think she meant her.
Yeah, I meant I want to see pussies get shocked. Not my puss.
You do?
Yeah, I mean, I thought that was kind of obvious. There's no way she would do that.
I'm not shocking my puss.
Did anybody remember? Did anybody remember me telling Tyler how bad his skating shit's gonna go?
Oh, yes. It went exactly like you said. Yeah.
But it was awesome. It was such a good
video. Yeah, it was a good video.
But I was like, Tyler, we, by the way, Jesus, you over there?
Yeah.
Clem's can't skate. I think one of my last little messages was Clem's can't skate.
Oh, yeah, no, it went exactly like you said.
Yeah. I said, and Tyler like, oh, I could skate. I can skate. I'm like, you can't fucking skate, buddy.
He was going to be Brian Boitano out there.
Well, at first, you guys don't even realize. At first, it started out with, they don't even know the pants caper.
Yeah.
Did you spill your pants?
No.
Well, you can see how, like, they're low.
So Friday, and by the way, I got a picture of them, too. Yeah, Tyler, I got a fucking picture of them.
Well, nobody could see it.
Howard supposedly had the Bubba impersonator on today. Yeah. All right, so hold on here. Oh, no, Tyler. Everybody can see him when I fucking show them a picture of him that I took.
I think Tyler's referring to the point that this is a podcast.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. I'm talking about you guys can see him. Oh, no, you guys can't even see him either.
No, I can, but that's about it.
All right, well, I'm going to... Tyler, can I take a picture? Can I text the picture of what you look like in your pants to just the people here at work so they can see?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Put it on the new TikTok.
No.
Yeah, Daddy.
So hold on. Let me see. Anna, Blitz, Lummix. Okay, hold on here. Boom. I think that's... Okay, Anna, Blitz, Lummix, Tyler. Here we go. Let me see if this is what I'm sending. All right. I just texted it to you guys. All right. Tell me if you get it, when you guys get it. So Friday, we start out with Tyler is, you know, leaving Friday to go on a date with Ace.
Mm-hmm. And it's Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. It was our Friday, but it was a Wednesday.
You're right. I'm so fucked up.
Nice pants.
So, Lummy, shut the fuck up.
I didn't
get it. What? You said let us know when you got the picture.
Okay. I'll ask you about the pants here in a minute. Don't blurt out fucking nice pants because you know they're not nice pants. They're not made for a guy. Those are skinny guy pants. There's certain kind of fucking pants us bigger guys got to wear, and those ain't it. Anna, did you get it?
No.
I didn't get it.
I got it.
Elastic friendly, right? I didn't get it.
Hold on.
I just got it.
I sent it to...
Yeah, it sometimes takes a minute.
Blitz, Lummy, Tyler, and Anna. So you guys will be able to reference what you got.
What you got.
Wednesday, this is the afternoon. I'm like, what are you doing tonight? He's like, I'm going skating with Ace and her family. I'm like, oh, okay.
Damn, I walked right by there too, like probably shortly before they got there. I wish I would have seen them.
So I go, son, I don't ever really tell you what to fucking wear, and I don't ever want to give you bad news, but those fucking pants look hideous on you. Please tell me that you're not wearing those pants. And he goes, well, I think I'm wearing them. I go, come here, buddy. So he comes over, and they're skin tight on him. I'm like, listen, bud, you know, you're a bigger kid. You can't wear shit like that. Who bought these fucking things? And he's like, well, she did. And I go, exactly. This is her wanting you to wear these, mm-hmm. but I got to step in as your dad. I got your fucking back, buddy. I got to step in as your dad and said, I ain't letting you out of the house with these fucking pants on.
Those are kind of like golfer pants.
Well, they're kind of like skinny guy fucking pants.
Yeah, I'm saying golfers are usually skinny.
And so, honest to God, if that was your son, Lummy, would you step in and say, son, I don't know if you should be wearing those fucking pants.
100%.
Blitz, what do you?
I haven't gotten it yet.
I still haven't either.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Well, I'm glad you and I got it,
Bubba. Are you mad at me?
No, I'm not mad at you, but it's fucking ridiculous.
Here, Tyler's. Sprint. Tyler's.
Do you have Sprint, Anna?
No, T-Mobile.
Oh. That's worse. That's even more fucking ghetto.
Oh.
It's like the biggest cell phone company in the world.
Can I just go over to Lummy and he can show me?
Okay, yeah, because I'm looking at Tyler's.
So show them both. Show them front and back.
I mean, those are...
those are not fucking pants that are flattering.
I mean, he should be wearing those
out.
They're like chinos.
So, Anna, those are not the most flattering fucking... For Tyler.
They're like skinny chinos.
Those might look good on Dan.
They're not super tight on him, though, which is what I thought it was. Well,
that backside, his thighs on the last picture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tyler's got a huge dumper.
Yeah.
He's got that clem ass.
Yeah. So skinny jeans are tight, like in the calves and stuff, and those aren't tight there. But like his thighs and his dumper, they're real tight.
Right. So Blitz, if Tyler was your son, would you say something?
I would say size up.
What would you say?
Size up.
Yeah. Or take. I mean,
take them off and just go put some regular pants on.
Yeah.
Tyler, you can attest to everybody that indeed. Now, were you mad at me for saying that?
No, but you didn't have to say it the way you did.
Well, what the fuck am
How
I?
How could he have said it?
You dumb motherfucker! Why would you wear these stupid ass jeans? I might have been a little feeling pretty good. What did I say?
I'll beat your ass if you walk out of the house like this.
What did I say that was bad? Because first of all, you know I say it like it is for the most part.
You're gonna be wearing these. You're a fucking fat ass. Not made for fat asses.
Say it again. What?
These are not made for fucking fat asses.
Well, I mean, it's Bubba's true. you won't catch me and Bubba in those things.
Well, I mean, it's tough love, buddy. I mean, it's tough love, but I mean...
I think you felt bad, though, a couple minutes later.
I did. I'm
like... Because you texted me, like, you okay? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you mad.
Yeah, but...
You mad at me?
I did. I was saying
you
that.
Mad at me.
But, Todd, okay, so whether I'm right or wrong in the pants is, I will tell you this, I was dead fucking on your skating abilities, was I not?
Yes.
Come on, he was.
Have you ever skated before?
No.
Right.
Okay, well then, anybody.
No, hold on.
We know that.
But Anna, do you remember what I said?
Yeah, you said you're going to be fucking horribly soft.
You're gonna suck. And you're going to look stupid, and everybody's going to laugh at you because Tyler...
You're going to split your pants with your huge dumper.
Yeah, juicy ass.
The same thing happened to me when I used to go to the fucking roller skating rink.
Right.
And when I would try to ice skate as a kid...
You just sled.
Everybody would make fun of me. I would fall over.
Crack the ice.
I had to have... If you guys remember, I had to have two blades on my skate.
Yeah.
Bumper skates.
Training wheel skates.
And then I said, Tyler, Clem's can't skate.
Yeah, you
and
did.
And you're like, well, I can do it. I'm fucking... Yeah, well,
Brian Boitano.
Here's how it went. I mean, obviously, this is a podcast, and you guys aren't going to be able to see it.
But it's on our Instagram.
I was laughing so hard. Go to our Instagram, which is at the Bubba Army, and it's up here. And by the way, Tyler, you look miserable. You're that guy. You're the fucking miserable guy that can't skate and whose girlfriend drug you out there, and you're trying to be a fucking good boyfriend.
But at least
boyfriend.
He's trying.
I know. Hold on. And you know that's the excuse you use when somebody really sucks at something. At least they're trying.
But he'll tell you he sucks at it.
But you know what sucks is even more is all the little kids that skate right by you. Because I've been
even
in this
sucks
too.
Even fucking more is having to do it.
Yeah.
I would just be on the sidelines with Brenda and Jimmy.
looks like he's fucking drunk.
I just now got your text, by the way.
So his girlfriend Ace pushes him. He gets a little ahead of himself.
Come on, babe.
Come on, babe. Now totter.
Now, has she ever skated before?
Clearly.
A little bit.
I don't know if I said clearly.
More so.
She's
more
doing well.
More so than him.
Yeah. Oh, look at this.
She looks like Dorothy Hamill compared to fucking.
Yeah. Nancy Kerrigan.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
Oh! Oh! He is done at this point. He's like, fuck this!
Here we go. Listen. Listen. This is my son hung over the fucking side. Here comes some chicks wanting to know if you need. He's the guy that needs help. Look. Listen.
Are you okay?
Listen. Oh, listen.
I'm done. I'm fucking done.
Now, hold on. I'm fucking done. So he almost pie faced himself when he gets off the rink, too. Did you guys see that?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. She's like, come on, babe, give another shot.
Now,
like,
now is that real ice?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Is it real
ice? It's real ice, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because some of those they put, it's like wax.
No, it's real ice.
Okay. The worst part is, like, it was so rough because everybody was on there and they weren't keeping up with it. There was so many holes everywhere.
Yeah, because they stop and refill it.
Not that that made any difference on your skating ability.
Right.
I mean, it could have been
sturdy ice.
It could have been the fucking best ice known to man. I don't think you would have been any better. It actually might have been worse. It might be slicker. Mm. Hold on, watch this. There's a little lip there, Tider. Don't forget.
It's the worst. You're so frustrated and annoyed.
Yeah, you paid for an hour and you got 8 minutes out of the whole fucking
shit. Get out of here.
Now watch. He comes here, hangs over the railing. Go to our Instagram, at the Bubba Army on Instagram, to see that. Back tweak, fucking hands tweaked.
Like an old man.
He's defeated.
And there goes Ace. Pion, pion.
He won't even stand up.
Fuck us, skating.
Fuck that, Tyler.
Fuck us, skating. Ice skating's dumb.
Tyler, sometimes your dad might be right about some shit, buddy.
Yeah, but it was good content, though. It's all that matters.
No, you're right. I mean, it was fucking great content.
That's what we said last time.
Yeah. So
Bubba said that he was going to fall, and Tyler said that's okay to be good content, and it was both of those.
Let me see what this shit is. Obviously.
That's the, oh, I don't know what that is.
Oh, that's the Tony Stewart shop.
It's his Facebook, okay.
Oh.
So I don't think that there's OnlyFans anywhere here.
The song itself says OnlyFans a bunch.
It does?
Yeah. It's called, like, OnlyFans, I think.
So even a song will get you in trouble?
Probably.
Isn't she gonna shake that ass?
Shake that ass.
Left cheek, right cheek, she wanna dance. Swipe up, subscribe, become a fan. Pretty face, then waist.
I think that's cool.
Finesse for pains. Fly to Miami to keep up a tan. Jump in the Rari, she going fast. Straight to the back. Charlie got her only fans. She don't need no man. She gonna make them bands. And she gonna shake that ass.
What a good old days.
Mm-hmm. Charlie got her only fans.
We have a tanning bed here.
Yeah, we do.
Okay, come on.
Get mad at that pussy. Oh, hold on.
Get their pussy shot.
Got my pussy. Oh, my God.
What?
What was that?
I don't know.
We shot the girl's pussy.
Hold on there.
For $200, they shot my pussy.
Shot my pussy.
Shot.
For $200, say, shock my puss.
Shock my puss.
I feel like there might be a Bubba Weinstein shit up in here or something. I don't know.
Big boy, ask El Hato if she wants to get El Shaco on the El Pussy O. Nothing is better than shocking the puss.
Torture her till she cries. Torture her until you please.
Right, not only did we shock one pussy tonight, we shocked two.
Turn up the voltage and make it higher until the pussy's on fire. Torture her.
Two solid pussies.
Bubba, please. Pussy.
Shock. Shock the pussy. We are shocking her puss.
Shock. Watch the pussy get burnt. Pussy.
Watch the pussy get burnt.
Shocking the Puss.
Shock the pussy tonight.
Shock the puss.
Shock the pussy. Shock the pussy. Shock the pussy. Shock the pussy. Shock the pussy tonight.
I'm texting something, so hold on here. My legal team. Thanks.
Your legal team.
welcome to the Bob Army Podcast. Hi.
Hi.
I don't think we have to edit out anything yet so far, Blitz.
No, we're good.
So, Anna, we had this girl years ago, and I was going to talk about it here because this is, I think we're triple insulated somewhat. There's only a few things we wouldn't say here, and nothing in our modern-day program. But when we were on Sirius XM, we had just an absolute cavalcade of strippers and porn stars. And
where?
Just not, we might have, you know, one a day.
No holds bar.
And
strippers,
we had this,
puss, tits.
I can't even remember
Clots
all
and
of them.
Tats.
And we had this one girl.
Yeah.
Saved message received yesterday
What's
at
this?
7:10 p.m.
I don't even know this.
Spikes, Bubba.
Shut up, ass.
Fuck yeah.
No. Is it the shooting ass
message.
Thing?
All right.
I'm so sorry. You know, I'm trying mad to find you my, never called me back.
I was trying to find my old voicemail where I had all these girls calling in. The one girl's like, I'm going to suck your dick.
Whoa.
Oh,
shit. My son works for me. Tyler, turn your headphones off immediately.
He's sleeping.
Good. So, Anna, we had, like, this shit, and so none of them really, I can remember a few, like, Stormy and some of the real popular ones, but, like the Lexus Tex, it's just, they all, Brills, they all just kind of, just kind of all can't really remember
Kay.
Them so much. This is from, 2000, you know, circa 2006, 7, 8, 9, 10, and 11.
Right.
And, but we did have this one girl. Now, Lummy, were you around during the Vivian West deal?
Yeah, I was just sitting in the merch trailer.
You were?
Yeah.
He was a merch crick.
Now, what, yeah. Lummy, would it suck crick? When you were in the merch trailer, which was just parked right out the back, and then you would hear all this cool shit?
Everything was piped in.
But you weren't allowed to go see it, were you?
No, we were not.
And it, like, was that strict instructions? Don't fucking, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, don't even fucking. Like,
come up there.
Don't even come into the main building. Stay in the trailer.
Yeah. So we had this one girl, Anna.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Blitz, did we put the Vivian West stuff on our OnlyFans?
I think there might have been one video of her on there.
Right. And our OnlyFans, man, I mean, if you're not a member of our OnlyFans, it's OnlyFans. .com, obviously, it's at the Bubba Army. But the shit we got up there. And by the way, I found the two-fingered cul-de-sac original tutorial, which I'm going to put up there.
Yeah, we got some issues with that tape, though. Both of them.
Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. They slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt
is your lifeline. Done with Debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with Debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with Debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Neither of them will play, but I'm gonna look into it. I might have to physically take the tapes apart and transfer the tape, like the actual physical tape itself,
into a different case.
Cassette. Yeah.
Wow. Well, you know,
neither of them will play.
There's only one motherfucker that can do that.
Yeah, I'll get it done.
You.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, neither of them will play right now.
Right. So. Well. I got to have that tape.
Yeah, we'll get them. And then I'll order the block of vagina, too, and we'll do another one.
Yeah, exactly.
Hell yeah.
So, Anna, we had this girl named Vivian West, and I think some of her stuff's up on our OnlyFans, and this bitch was fucking insane. And when she would be rubbing her pussy, she would talk to it.
Yeah.
And I promised everybody last week we would do that this today. So here's some of when Vivian West was on my show. Just...
God, you dirty god, you're going crazy again. Oh my fucking god. Oh shit, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit.
Oh, hit the water.
Fuck. God, that was, oh man, that was the best one yet.
That's my favorite part. Bubba goes, get the water.
Yeah, so Anna, she's doing this while masturbating. Like, she's just absolutely.
What is she using, just her hand?
Yeah, yeah, just rub. Well, I think she fisted herself.
Okay, oh, well.
I really do.
I think so, too.
I think she goes, 1, 2, 3. 4, 5. 5 fingers in my dirty cut. I think. Stand by.
She's going to fucking come really hard this time.
Come on.
I know she is, because she's better be, or she'll be fucking punished because she's a goddamn dirty cunt.
Yes,
and I won't give her any more fucking cock unless she comes all over the place for me.
Come on now. Blitz, can you imagine if you pick a girl that's like this up and you don't know that she's this way and you start going to town and then she starts, like, you know, being this fucking way?
Mm-hmm.
Like, whoa.
Because she's a dirty little slut bitch.
Yes,
and I want her to come again. Fuck. God, oh. Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, fuck me.
Yeah, fuck her.
Anna, what do you think so far?
Wow.
What a trooper.
Like, that's next level shit, isn't it?
I can hear, like...
Oh, yeah, that's her sloshing around. Isn't that next level
ASMR
shit, though?
ASMR squirting.
Yeah. Yeah, we were doing ASMR squirting.
It's like, I want to call her...
Hold on, listen.
My cunt is a dirty little bitch who won't just jizz for me.
Like, I think that she's, like, you know, BSing, but then she does jet ski, so
no,
then you're
she
like,
doesn't.
Oh, okay.
This is not... This is
it
a shoot.
It sounds like bullshit.
No. This is a shoot.
Okay. Yeah.
No, this is a fucking shoot.
Sorry.
My cunt is a dirty little bitch who won't just jizz for me.
Okay.
My cunt is a dirty...
Blitz, can you imagine that was your ringtone and you're at, you know, you're at a public place?
No.
My cunt is a dirty little bitch who won't just jizz for me. My cunt is a dirty little bitch who won't just jizz for me. My
Where
cunt
are they
is
now?
A dirty little bitch who won't just jizz for me. My cunt is a dirty little bitch who won't just jizz for me.
You think she's a mother?
She's like 40 or 41.
She's 40 now.
Imagine going to PTA.
I can't move my hand on my fucking dirty little bitch cunt. She won't
like,
come for
you?
Me fast enough. She's a little whore.
Be mean to her.
Ooh,
be mean to her.
She's a fucking whore. Oh, God. Oh, God damn you fucking. So hard.
You need some water?
Oh, you fucking bag girl.
Oh, beat it up.
She's slapping it right now. It's in trouble.
Gotta beat that pussy up.
God.
this hot for you when you're in the room with her?
No, it's not hot for me. I find it comical.
Okay.
I think it's so just fucking kind of outrageous.
Intriguing.
It's so. Is it not so outrageous?
That's yeah.
I mean,
I feel like I would want to see the video as well.
This is like going to the ping pong show or the goldfish show in fucking Vietnam or wherever you went.
Yeah.
One.
Oh yeah. Hold on here. You wanted to know how many fingers she can do? Anna, this is the best ever. Listen to this. Now she's inserting her fingers as she's saying this.
Yeah.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
Wait, what?
Seven, eight.
Eight what?
Eight fingers.
Say it.
Eight fucking dirty fingers in my cunt.
Oh. Oh, like she just got done doing a day's work.
Well,
yeah, it's true.
That's crazy.
I think you're offended by it. I think you're truly offended.
You better fucking come all over these fucking people, and you better not take a long time. Ooh, yeah.
You better come all over these people.
Better be time efficient.
And you better not take a long time.
Okay, come on.
Get mad at that pussy.
I am mad at the pussy because it's so fucking close.
Talk shit
so
to that pussy.
It's so fucking close, a dirty little bitch. Better fucking come right now.
Yeah.
Oh God, oh God. Dump the water. Ah, yeah. Fuck me.
Talk that shit. You think that she's on fire. You would think the bitch is
dump
on fire.
Dump water.
God. Damn, that was good. Oh, fucking.
Anna, those are sounds you've probably never heard before.
No, no.
Mic it up.
That was hot. Ooh, that was hot.
And then she, like, gets back down to normal.
You Nosferatu-looking motherfucker.
Oh, wow.
You piece of shit.
I love the reaction.
You piece of shit.
That would be a great fucking ringtone.
You piece of shit. You piece of shit. Filthy bastard. Are you happy now? You're fucking me, you piece of shit.
Can you imagine if some girl would say that to you? You're just going to town and she's like,
are you happy now? You're fucking me, you piece of shit. Are you happy now? You're fucking me, you piece of shit.
What?
So how many times have you heard that?
Hey. Blitz, you know we were going to talk about maybe playing
the band bits.
This is one of the seven bits that I played that got me the single largest fine in the history of the FCC.
Mm-hmm. This is 98 Rock Days.
Yeah, Blitz, we may have to cut this out.
Hey, Scooby, where are you?
And let's try to think about, like, what was so bad with this. It could be really, really bad. Like, we don't even have to fucking, like, it's pretty self-explanatory or not.
We'll find out.
Hey, Scoob, I don't know about you, but I'm jonesing for something real bad.
A Scooby snack?
No, Scoob, I was thinking something a little better than a Scooby snack.
A crack rock?
Oh, yeah.
A crack rock.
Well?
Yeah, Scoob, a crack rock sounds like totally awesome right now. But, like, I don't have any dough for the dope.
You can rock Rick.
What are you saying, Scoob?
Rock Rick.
We could suck dick for crack rock.
Well, we actually... These are the unedited ones.
Right.
We beeped them out for the radio.
Right. But half of the I and dick was bleeped out.
Right.
What you
Scooby,
mean.
You're a genius.
Now, what's up, Fat Albert?
Don't call me Fat Albert anymore. From now on, I'm Fat Diddy Daddy.
What makes you so bad, Fat Diddy Daddy?
Well, for your information, last night, Jennifer Lopez was sucking Diddy Daddy's dick.
Look, but out, Fat But Albert.
Yeah, this might be like, you know, really pandering. Yeah, I can see where this could be a problem. Beeped out or not, I can see where this could be a problem.
Told you, that's Fat Diddy Daddy.
I heard enough of that. This got us fine, too, about my balls being big.
Oh. Honey, I didn't know that I had big ones, but I guess I got big ones. I never have been told that, guys, that my testicles were abnormally large.
That's the first time I've ever seen them
testicles that big, pornos or anything.
And like, I don't know why they were saying my balls were big, because my balls are not big. They're probably average at best. And Brent and Spice like said they saw my balls in the bathroom or something, and they were real big. And I might have been a rib or something, because they're not that big.
So you think because they're so small that they just said they were so big?
No, like I didn't say small, motherfucker.
Yeah, because they're so tiny.
No, I was just saying like smaller than average.
Because
no,
you got baby balls, is that what Lemmy's saying?
Or marbles. Sorry, too far.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah. You could break into the porn business like that, man.
I think you might have genital elephantitis. I'm serious. Let's get those things checked out.
God, Spice got
abnormal size.
Yeah, they're huge.
Well, he's the big fat king of shock jock impropriety.
They got big ones.
And Bubba's balls are of the coconut size variety.
Yeah, this one, I could see where this could be a fine.
Yeah.
Too.
We're hanging.
And he wore extra large size diapers when he was very small. In fact, his balls were so damn big that Bubba couldn't even crawl. Oh, Bubba's got big balls.
Oh, you do?
Serious.
Giant big balls.
A testimonial.
They're shaped like beach balls. And this.
Yeah, I could see where that could be a problem. I don't think I'm even going to play the racist Looney Tunes.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
I think that in itself could be a problem. Mm-hmm. They said that Ned's underwear hotline was one of the bit. This is one of the fined ones, too.
Hi, you have reached Kate with the Structure Underwear Model Search Hotline. I'm sorry I can't take your call right now, but if you leave your name, number, and a brief message, I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you.
Hello? Yeah, pick up. Somebody pick up. Hello, Kate. Can I speak to Kate, please? This is urgent.
Structure Model Search, Jennifer speaking. Can I help you?
Yes, I was trying to get a hold of Kate. I saw this thing in the paper that you're conducting an underwear model search, and I need to find out how to enter, because I'm definitely your man.
Well, I can help you, sir. What information do you need? Just how to enter?
Well, yes, you could. I mean, I've done a lot of nude modeling and underwear modeling, and I got to tell you, the response I get is just phenomenal.
So, sir, give me some details about yourself.
Yeah, I have a pretty good body, you know. I'm toned, mm-hmm. slightly muscular, tan, washboard stomach, all that, but... frankly, my best attribute is my penis.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't want to sound like an egomaniac, but my dick is a work of art. I mean, it's like the hand of God came down and mm-hmm. and molded the perfect dick out of clay and stuck it on my body.
See, plus I can see where this could be a problem too.
Yeah,
catch my drift here.
I do. However, it's not nude modeling. It's an underwear. Modeling show.
I mean, my dick should be hanging in the fucking Louvre, right next to the Mona Lisa. It is my firm belief that every person in the world should be able to see my dick.
Sir, I don't really need to hear that.
As a matter of fact, I have an 8x10 glossy in my penis.
Uh-huh.
I could fax that to you.
No, you don't need to do that, sir. You can just send us, if you have...
I got an 8x10 glossy mm-hmm. of my penis.
Just a shot.
Yeah, I can see where that could be a problem. I was listening to another one this past weekend, and this girl called in Blitz, and she wanted to masturbate on the phone.
Okay.
But her husband or boyfriend was too. Is somebody sneezing?
No, I think that's something like it's on your computer.
Oh,
every now and then I'm
glitch?
Hearing noises.
Is
yeah.
it a glitch? Hey, I got glitches. Herpes and glitches.
Oh, no.
You got herpes now too?
No.
Oh, how are your eye herpes doing?
They're fucking look. Well, I guess you can't look.
No,
we're on a podcast. Gone, Dunsville.
Okay, good.
You great. Rip them off.
Awesome.
I didn't rip them off. I took the medication.
You took the Valtrex.
I didn't. By the way, I didn't have herpes of the eyes. I had shingles of the motherfucking eyes.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, Blitz, this guy, he didn't want to fuck her. He's tired, so he just sucks her tits.
Mm. I mean, that's fun, too.
This is the kind of shit we used to get. Morgan from Florida. Hi.
Hi.
What can I do for you, honey?
Well, my boyfriend had a bright idea. See, I'm kind of frisky and he's tired. And I was hoping that maybe I could... Or actually, he was hoping that I could masturbate online for you, or on the phone for y'all, or something or other.
So hold on. You say you're... Oh, no, shit would just fall right into our lap here.
Clearly.
Boyfriend is tired. And
he
wants you to rub your snatch on my show?
Yeah, pretty much.
Where is he right now?
He's right here sucking on my tit.
Oh. He was tired.
I thought he was tired.
You never can be too tired to suck tits.
No way.
He's too tired to get up, I suppose.
So he's laying. Hold have on. Him moan one.
I suppose.
Yeah, hater, I suppose. Mm-hmm. All right, let me just hear him moan. I don't want Buffalo Bill.
Tits.
No. I want your boyfriend to moan.
Uh-huh.
I want your boyfriend to moan to prove that he's there.
Moan for me, baby.
Make yourself come, baby.
Right. Hear that?
Yeah, easy now.
Okay.
I'm like telling her easy, easy.
Well, because he's like, make yourself come, baby.
Yeah, yeah.
I want you to call the Bubba Show.
What's up, Bill?
I want you to call it Bubba and play with yourself.
Why don't you? You're my boyfriend. Why don't you just get me off?
I'm too tired. I'm going to stay here and play with your tits. Oh.
What do you want me to do?
Oh, boy. You guys working on me.
You got, now, what part of Florida you got? What part of Florida are you in?
Boynton Beach.
This is back when you could say tits on the air.
No, but this was a Sirius XL.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, because you couldn't put this on, you know.
Oh, and, yeah. What do you look like?
I'm about 5'1", reddish brown hair, hazel eyes.
How big are your tits?
38C.
How fat are you?
And I'm skinny.
Skinny.
Mm-hmm.
How old are you?
I'm 37.
37.
Yuck.
Yeah.
And are you rubbing your snatch right now?
I am.
And your boyfriend's just sucking on your tits?
Yes, he's driving me fucking crazy. God damn.
Why is he driving you so crazy?
Because he sucks my tits really good.
So he's driving you crazy.
Duh.
I thought he might be driving you crazy.
Oh, God.
So are you ready to get a nut right now?
Just a couple minutes.
No penetration, just a clitoral deal. Actually, you might be able to come just from getting your tits sucked.
Yeah, I've done that before.
All right, let's try.
He's done that to me before.
Let's try to come with, you know, not even touching your snatch. Let's just try to get you to come from tits, from sucking your water spice.
Suck your tits.
This is the kind of shit we used to do.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Tit sucking.
Want to do that, baby?
What?
Okay.
Tell him again.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Just suck. Say, I want you to come just by sucking my tits. Say it. Tell him right now.
Oh, God.
Come on, baby.
No fingering, bitch.
He's not.
What's he doing?
Oh, God. He's sucking hard.
On your what?
What's he sucking?
My tits.
It's even uncomfortable nowadays.
Yeah. Oh.
Hold on. What's he sucking, baby? What's he sucking?
Can girls get off just by sucking their tits?
I guess so.
Oh, he's sucking my left tit. He's making my right one go.
I can get off when someone sucks on my tit.
Oh, God, keep going. Talk to him.
Throw some water on her. Oh, wait, different girl.
My tits are a bunch of dirty bitches that won't come.
That won't come.
All over these people.
I told you dirty tits, to come over all these fucking people. Now throw some water on my tits.
Is that it? That's it?
Yeah.
Oh.
You think you can get it? I mean, as anticlimactic as that was, I bet you could get it. You could probably get another one through some tit sucking.
Oh, God, he's getting me off by not doing
it. Man, Blitz, I don't even know that we could put this anywhere on, like, I mean, the probably just podcasting is the only place that we could put this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we can make videos out of this, right?
No, not for YouTube.
Doing anything hardly touches me, and I go fucking nuts.
This chick from Boynton Beach are real nasty. Take the phone and rub it right on your snatch hair.
I can't.
What do you mean you can't?
Well, see, the thing is, I'm on my period, too, so.
All right, well, see, I was quite.
You're bleeding all over your pubic hair, you dirty, nasty whore.
See, I was quite the visionary
All right, hold on. Woman wants to toss husband's salad.
Whoa.
Hello.
Hello.
What kind of dressing does she use?
I don't know. What's up?
I'm calling in about the anal thing.
Yes.
My wife is constantly begging me for anal, and I just don't get it. I'm not into that. And
now wait a second. So it's you're
whoa! What a weirdo.
Well, I just figured you guys had some inside info on what's good about it, seeing as how you were talking about it. So I'm not a weirdo.
How the hell did show get tagged to the anal show?
I have to blame that on Spice.
Yeah, Spice. You know, because you're obsessed with anal.
Look, man,
how many listeners have we helped out?
Don't give me a look, man.
We've helped out a lot of people.
Some of the fellows getting some anal.
That's true. Right. Let me ask you a question. Your wife begs for anal.
Community service.
And you won't give it to her.
No, I have a bad hip, too, and that kind of makes me...
It's not you. It's not you that has to accommodate the anal, sir. You're the giver.
My hip's on a swivel, so I...
She can't give anal.
I got a trick hip, so I can't give you anal.
That's a bad excuse.
Honey, I got a trick hip.
You know, I'd love to give you anal, but this hip, man.
Man, this hip's killing me. Yeah. Do you have regular...
This vaginal works a whole set of different hip muscles. Yeah,
it's anal. It's not the rear flip.
All right, I thought we'd get to the ass eating before that. Oh, this one's not even playing. Hold on. Stand by.
Good morning, hello.
Bubba, I just got some vagina myself, dog.
Well, then,
is actually from 98 Rock Blitz. This was regular radio.
Okay.
This was regular radio, like at 6:15, 6:30 in the morning.
Ooh. Talk to her then.
She's in the bathtub. Yeah. You're going to have to hold on a second.
I hope that you're not just pulling one over on me. I hope that truly there's a woman there.
Yes, sir.
That just had fornication love with you.
Yes, sir.
Then let me talk to her, please.
Hold on one second, bud.
I'm so horny right now for some reason. What's your name, ma'am?
Hi, I'm Amy.
Hi, Amy. How are you today?
I'm great.
Did you and your boyfriend, husband, fiance, whatever this gentleman who called my program, did you guys just have sex?
We just banged.
Knocked the boots.
Really? Just knocked the boots?
Yes.
Amy, could you describe yourself for me?
I'm kind of on the chunky side, but I think you'd think I'm sexy.
Okay. Then, how tall are you, first of all?
5'6".
5'6". How much do you weigh?
150.
5'6", 150. Isn't really that bad.
Yeah.
I bet you got some big jugs. How big are the jugs? Be honest.
Well, actually, they're two different sizes. One's a C and one's a D.
What happened there?
It's just normal. Not everybody's the same.
They're real, Bubba.
Really?
Real.
Now, why would you think that I would think that you're sexy?
I just have this freaky little sexy way about me.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you smoke?
Yes.
She smokes the pole.
Would you?
This is regular radio.
Your boyfriend be willing to, maybe get it on again right now, via the telephone so that I could listen and, my friends and family on the radio could listen?
Okay. Can it be in the bathtub? Because that's where I'm at.
I don't know. Ask him. Can he perform in the bathtub?
He can perform anywhere.
Oh, no. He's got the other phone. I'm assuming that you guys have both extensions going right now.
Yeah, he's coming in here. I got the cordless.
Now, cordless. Are you just going to?
The cordless. This
remember,
is
people had house phones.
This was literally... Like 1998.
Do you remember the old cordless phones you had to extend the antenna on?
Oh, yeah. Like you had a fucking ghetto blaster on top.
It's like four feet.
You're
going
to try to describe as to maybe what position you guys may be doing it in? Why don't you just bend over and he comes in from the business side, you know what I'm saying?
Well, actually, he's licking it right now. Whoa. Okay, can I put the phone down there?
Yeah, go put the phone down where you need to put it down to.
I love it.
Mm. He looks really good.
So are you standing up or are you sitting down? Or are you laying down?
I'm laying down, but I have my ass.
Back in the day, we had people conditioned in Tampa, Florida, that if you're fucking between 6 and 10, let's call the Bubba Show.
Yeah, it happened a lot for a while.
Oh, a lot.
Yeah. Up.
You have your ass up and you're laying.
I had like a 41 chair, Anna, like for real.
Down, so your shoulders are in the
back in the back in the heyday of 98 Rock, like... Every third or fourth car had Bubba on, which is unheard of.
Yeah.
In the bathtub, and then you are positioned up like you're doing a hip thrust.
Uh-huh. And his hands are underneath my butt.
Exactly. Ask him if he is, and I'll repeat after me, is he in any condition to make love to you right now?
Oh, he is. I can tell.
Okay, so you can tell that he's where he needs to be.
Yeah.
Okay, well then, enough of this nonsense. Let's, do it.
Okay, hold on.
I hear a busy signal, don't you, Cowhead?
Yeah.
It's almost like a little...
Oh, say God. Cowhead?
Yeah, that's when Cowhead was on my show.
Mm-hmm. Phone line.
It's almost... Fucking hack.
It's like a poltergeist gimmick.
Hold on a second, bye-bye.
Okay, you need to just sit down and have her sit on top of you.
Just have her sit on top of me?
Well, how were you guys going to do it?
She was just going to bend over in the bathtub.
All right, go ahead.
All right, here we go. Work it, baby.
Now, sir. A man and a woman allegedly making love.
Allegedly, which I thought got me out of trouble.
Bathtub, sure. Which is not easy.
No, because if he's from... if
put
he's,
it in there.
Sir, watch your language.
Yeah.
Sir, watch your language.
Yeah.
Kind of getting a little aroused, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah?
I'm falling. Hear that, Bubba?
Do me a favor.
Yes, sir.
Hand the phone to her.
Okay.
I don't want to hear you. I want and tell. So make sure that unit falls in the cordless water. Falls into the water.
Hey, hold on,
hand the phone to her.
Hello.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good.
Is he still in motion?
Yeah.
Okay. Put the phone down there so that maybe we can hear the.
Okay.
And then bring it back to your face.
Use the can you hear that, Bob? Did you get that?
A little bit longer and tell him to hit it a little bit harder.
Harder,
Bubba Cars Swartz easy.
Yeah.
That sounds ridiculous.
Yeah. Okay. Tell me what you want, Bubba.
You tell me what this is probably the show that Ron DeSantis listened to when he was going to Dunedin High School.
It was.
It feels so good, Bubba.
Now, instead of using the proper terms, when you...
Anna, if you were in high school, wouldn't you listen to this shit?
Yeah, I was listening to Howard when I was 11.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Just say that you're going to go. I'm going to go.
Instead of saying...
I know
we,
it, yeah.
We thought, you know, we thought we if a girl would said, I'm going to come, we'd say, oh, I'm going to go, I'm going to go.
But that worked.
Yeah.
I'm going to go. And tell him to call it, I'm going to go. Tell him.
Maybe he wants you to call it when you're going to go. Can you call it when I'm going to go? Can you tell?
I'm going. I want you to say that. I'm going.
I'm going, Bubba.
Oh, you are right now?
Keep going, baby. I'm going, Bubba. I'm going.
Oh. This will be the first podcast we put out that everybody's got boners on.
I'm going to fall. Oh, God. I'm there. I'm so there. Oh.
She just hit her head.
I think he just fucking hit her head.
He punched her.
Has he gone yet?
Bubba?
Yeah.
It's going to take him a long time to go because he just went before.
Got to get him to go. It's not complete till he goes.
Well, I got to go down there then.
All right, we'll do what you got to do.
Okay.
That's it.
Jeez.
Did he go? We must know.
I don't know, but I know that I got this last one I might want to listen to. Chris got jerked off by a chimp.
I did?
Oh, yes, nice, Chris.
Yes, Chris. Go ahead. You're on protection. I got you scrambled up.
Hey, Bubba. I don't have to tell you this story. I just want you guys to know that all chimps aren't bad.
All chimps aren't bad. Okay. I didn't say that all chimps were bad. I think that they're properly handled and you maybe have some type of tranquilizer or a firearm ready to fucking blast it in the head when it goes Travis on you. I think you could be okay with a chimp.
Or you just leave it in the wild where it should be.
Or you leave it at the fucking zoo or the wild and you just let that chimp be a chimp instead of thinking that you have to be the guy that wants to raise that chimp or fuck a chimp or touch a chimp or be mean to a chimp or whatever.
Okay. Here's the story. My friend's brother-in-law.
Hold on, my friend. Boy,
you fucked a chimp, didn't you?
Could you get any more insulated, Brent?
This guy fucked a chimp.
My friend's brother-in-law. All right.
Which is the same as me.
Yeah.
Right?
An asshole. What?
Okay, he has a chimp, and he went on vacation and asked my friend if he would watch the chimp.
All right, so your friend's brother-in-law went on fucking vacation and asked your friend if he'd watch the chimp. Now, how big's the chimp?
She was about... 5 years old, maybe about 70, 80 pounds.
It was a boy or a girl?
A girl.
All right, it's a girl chimp, 5, 6, 7 years old, 80 pounds. All right, continue on. You fucked a chimp, didn't you? You fucked it.
No, I didn't fuck it.
Yeah, but somebody you know fucked a chimp, didn't
either you or somebody you know or you watched or you jerked off while somebody fucked a chimp or got head from a chimp or something like that. Quite frankly, sir, I don't know if it's believable, and more importantly, it's fucking disturbing.
Well, the chimp jerked me off.
I knew it. Fucking
how,
knew
now,
it.
Hold on, sir. How do you get a chimp?
Now, listen, Blitz. I don't know what I asked this guy, but this off the top of my head, I'm thinking that's a wild animal.
Yeah,
and I don't know if I want your dick off. I don't know if I want my dick in the hands of a wild fucking animal.
Fuck no.
And this ain't a wild animal. This is a wild animal that can
They're
rip your
face. They can rip it off easy.
They'll rip your face off.
Lummy, can you Google? Maybe I can even ask Alexa on this.
Yeah, ask that.
Alexa, how much pressure does it take to rip off your cock? Hey, Alexa, how much pressure does it take to rip off your penis?
Here's something I found on the web. According to freepatentsonline.com, the results presented in Table 2 show that microwaving humidified peanuts for more than 3 minutes at 1.4 kilowatts caused crushing at extraction pressures of 28 to 31
meters. Alexa, shut up, fucking bitch. I don't think you can ask any more.
She thought you said peanuts.
Okay. Hey, Alexa. How much pressure does it take to tear off a man's penis?
Sorry, I'm not sure.
Yeah, of course.
Oh.
Let me bing. Did you try to double bing it?
I'm double binging it right now. It says it's up to, well, it's just given pounds. It said it takes up to about 300 pounds of force.
Yeah, well, that ain't nothing for a fucking chimp.
Yeah.
To jerk you off.
I mean, seriously, I don't think a chimp.
Chimps love jerking shit, though. I mean, if you ever go to the chimp farm, all they do is jerk
their cocks. They like to jerk their own cocks. And secondly, we're talking about a female who ain't got a cock.
Well, you know, I read this book called Next to Ken about chimps and how they pick up behavior. So that chimp easily, had it been around humans for a long time, could have picked that behavior.
Yeah, it's pretty possible.
So a chimp then, a female chimp has the wherewithal to be able to pick up that a man's erection means that he's horny and then she's going to jerk you off.
Yes.
Don't tell Ned that.
The chimp was a loving chimp, you know, she would hang on you.
Yeah,
no
shit. She's a whore.
And she would give you Zerberts.
Hey, if you want a fucking whore, I just our luck, we get an honor chimp that don't want to do shit. I need to get me a loose chimp.
If you're going to have a chimp, might as well have a whore
chimp. If you're going to have a female chimp, you might as well have one that's a little bit whorish.
Yeah.
Right?
The side of your face, you know. Well, you know, my friend asked me to watch the chimp because he had to go and do something for a few hours.
Notice that we have a ton of responsible
people
here.
And he asked me if I would come over, and he told me, gave me instructions that if she wanted to go to the bathroom, I had to take her diaper off and let her go to the bathroom and then put the diaper back on and just watch her, you know, let her play with her toys.
I think that's all very explanatory. That's all very cool, all well and done. But I don't think that the guy put any get your cock jerked off by her fucking parameters in there now, did he?
Yeah, good point, Bubba.
No,
exactly. All right, continue.
I was brilliant back then, too.
Yes.
You on, sir. You're quickly losing.
I'm sitting there watching a porn, and I'm playing with it, and the chimp comes over and was curious.
I don't believe this a fucking minute.
So, you know, she started touching it, and you know, I had to help her.
Hey, did you listen to the Bubba podcast today? Yeah, I did. There was a woman who talked to her pussy, and then there was a guy who got jerked off by a chimp. On the Bubba show? No, the podcast. Wow. As a matter of fact, I don't think we can even do any of this stuff anywhere else except here. Right?
No.
You know, to get me.
We can't do this on Twitch. Mm-mm. We can't do this on Facebook.
Nope.
We can't do this on YouTube.
Nope.
The only place we can do it is right here. You podcasting motherfuckers got one up on the deal.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't have to help her.
But after that, I had left, and he called me and asked me, you know, what the fuck did I do? And I said, what? Nothing. And he said, this chimp keeps grabbing my junk. So I explained to him what happened.
Stop calling me on the phone, you motherfucker.
I don't believe any of that for a fucking minute. Unless I have a chimp expert call me and tell me otherwise, I think that that's a fucking urban legend. Why? Bullshit. I call bullshit. How about you guys?
At best, that's an urban legend.
At fucking best. And I'll be honest with you. I'll disclose this. This asshole was on my phone last Friday and sat there.
Yeah, whatever.
Now, supposedly.
Oh, there we go.
You got to cut that out?
Probably should.
Well, it'd just be a good time to fucking say goodbye, don't you think?
Call it quits.
Yeah.
Quit while you're ahead. Oh, fuck yeah.
We'll quit while we're ahead. Anna just said, oh, fuck yeah.
I love me some James Taylor.
Hope you guys enjoyed the super nasty podcast today.
Dirty, nasty, filthy.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning.